morning and welcome to Sunrise Baptist Church. And I'm glad that you are joining us online. We have some that are joining us at the church today as we do our gradual reopening. And it's wonderful that we are just joining as the body together. So as you watch the service here, we are having our church service at the church as well. And may you just be led by God at this time. Don't feel that you needing to push yourself to get here. We'll continue our online services and just allowing God to be blessing us and encouraging us along the way as we, again, continue to journey together. I do want to share. Connect with them, continue to pray for them as they still continue to do ministry here, but we are going to be blessed by them on August 2nd. And so there, if you'd like to come and hear them and be blessed and bless them, I encourage you to come. But again, we hope to put that online, but again, we're not too sure yet, but just know that that's going to be happening on August the 2nd. Let's come together and begin to allow God's word to just be a wonderful encouragement as he's been all these Sundays. Turn with me to Matthew 5, verses 13 to 16. And again, we look at words that Jesus has spoken. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown and trampled by men. You are light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Let's pray. God, we are grateful and thankful, and we come to praise you and just honor you, Father, as we come into your word, as we come to learn, to grow, of your Holy Spirit to teach us. May, Father, the words that you give us this morning, give us strength, give us courage, give us wisdom, as we truly desire to live each and every day for you. We praise you this morning as we gather together. In Jesus' name, amen. I love watching cooking shows, especially MasterChef, and over and over, they always reference seasoning. It needs more seasoning. It's too bland. It needs more salt. The seasoning makes a dish pop, a dish to remember. I spoke last week of Jesus inviting us to take and put upon his yoke. There, he's saying that he has work for us to do. Well, Jesus speaks again in Matthew 5, where Jesus calls us the salt of the earth and light of the world. But do we know what Jesus meant by these terms? He's teaching the crowds and his disciples, and he shares an illustration to bring about a point of being a follower of Christ. So, you are salt of the earth, and you are light of the world. The basic theme of this section is this. The Christian is meant to be different from the world. When we look at the Beatitudes a few Sundays ago, we saw that the Beatitudes were all about Christian character. Now, these words are directing Christians to be all about being an influence. Those who have made an influence over history have been different from the world. We are to be a different flavor, a flavor that stands out, a flavor that people want more of. As Christians, We are to be people of influence. And so we must be different from the world. Why is Jesus taking the time to teach such things? Because as I shared, we have a job to do. And in these verses, there are parts, and it says that we are salt and light. We are still alive. We're not dead yet, right? We are still alive until we are called heavenward. We are to live out our lives here on earth. After Jesus shares the characteristics of a believer and moves from blessing to responsibility, from character to influence, we see it in the perspective of how people have lived their lives. The reason why Nelson Mandela, Thomas Jefferson, Martin Luther King Jr. had such an influence was because of their character. And they didn't hide it. They didn't stay silent. They revealed it. But across the board, not only in Christian textbooks, but also in secular textbooks, the one who has had the most influence over history has been Jesus Christ. There's a reason character comes first before influence. Something that has been shared with me from my mentors has been the greatest influence you have comes from who you are. Whether as a parent to your children, or as a teacher to your students, or as a boss to your employees, who you are will have a far greater influence on others than anything else in your life. Jesus calls us to be salt and light in the world. And so doing, he calls to be something that is different, that has flavor, that makes a difference. Jesus starts off the illustration using salt. Jesus' declaration in verse 13 says, "You are the salt of the earth." So let's take a moment and talk about salt of the earth. Jesus says that it is what you and I are. He doesn't say this is what we should be. He doesn't say this is what we will be. And he doesn't say that this is what we can be if we want to. He says that this is what you and I are. Christians are salt of the earth. Over the years, they have spent time coming up with substitutes for salt. But truly, and I have to admit, and hopefully I would think you would agree with me, that there's nothing better than the real thing, because salt is good. Who here loves a good piece of bacon? Now, we happen to have turkey bacon in our house, but it truly doesn't beat the real thing. So, of course, as you sit there kind of maybe smacking your lips, for us, we are the ones here on earth to be the example of Christ. We are, right? There is no substitute. We are the real thing. Jesus declares to the church, "You are the salt of the earth and no one else." This message says that once again, as Christians, we are called to be different from the world around us. Jesus uses many illustrations throughout his word. And he could have used a lot of other examples to tell us to be different. But why did he use salt? What is Jesus getting at? His illustration is revealing some important points as we talk about salt. I was at the superstore and picked up some strawberries. But But it wasn't until I got them home and went to wash them that I found out that they were rotten underneath. That's the state of this world. It's rotten. It's decaying. And when we look at the analogy of salt, we see that the primary use of salt for people in Jesus' day was to stop decay of food. So when Jesus says that we are salt of the earth, he's not only making a statement about you as a Christian, but also about the world around us. This world is in moral decay, and it desperately needs Christians to keep it from going bad. Why do we say teenagers need positive influence in their lives so they don't go bad? Have you seen time and time again when social order goes awry in society, when there is no law and order, there is chaos? Right now, they are screaming. They are calling out to abolish police forces in the United States. Let me ask you this. Do you feel that people could keep things together, to be able to keep restraint on evil that lurks around the corner? God has placed structures to use to hold back the evil that exists. He's put in place police forces. He's put in laws to help keep law and order. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7, it says, "For the secret of power of lawlessness is already at work, but the one who holds it back will continue to do so till he is taken out of the way." The Holy Spirit is to, the Holy Spirit is the one who holds back evil. But Jesus says to us as Christians, you are salt of the earth. The world is in moral decay. And it is the special responsibility of Christians to help keep the world from going bad. It needs a positive influence. How do we keep the world from going bad? We have to act as salt in the world. And I read on what salt is. And I believe that Jesus uses salt to help us understand what it means for us to be salt in the world. First, salt cleanses. Now, you may know this or not, but salt was an antiseptic. In our military first aid pack, in our packs, we would have pouches of salt. Now, of course, most of us would use it on our food rations to help it make it taste better. But the real purpose was to put on wounds, to clean them, and fight infection. We act as salt by living pure lives in the world. You will stand out from others as an obvious Christian. Secondly, salt is a preservative. It preserves things. When we act as salt in the world, when we stand up for what is right, we help to preserve what is right and good, and help to slow down the decay and destruction that continues to influence our society. There's a right and wrong. And just as I spoke about before, wanting to abolish police forces that keep law and order, this world would not survive. They would not last long without law and order. And neither will it survive without salt. We need to be salt that preserves, and that means standing up for what is good and right. But not in an arrogant manner, but a loving one. And lastly, salt flavors. So as Christians, we act as salt in the world when we attract people to Christ by our lives. I already alluded to salt making things taste better. It adds flavor and spice. So as Christians, we're not just to have an influence in the world, but a positive one. We should be active in the world and exercise a positive Christian influence in all areas of our lives, at work and at home, in our recreation, at school, in our communities, in our culture. Let me ask this. Am I a good neighbor? Do I treat people well at work? Do I exhibit the fruit of the Holy Spirit in my life? Am I full of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control? Do I attract Christ by my life? Salt flavors. And we act as salt when we attract people to Christ by our lives. With that being said, we can't dismiss the warning that Jesus shares. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men. If salt loses its saltiness, it loses its purpose. And the whole purpose of salt is to act as salt. The whole purpose of the church is to act like the church, and that is to exemplify Jesus. Jesus is talking about compromise here. He's not talking about losing our salvation, but losing our influence. When the church makes moral compromise to fit into the world, it's no longer acting as salt in the world. The world doesn't need the church to be more like the world. The world needs the church to be more like Jesus. And when the church acts like everyone else, when it loses its saltiness, it loses its influence, and it loses its mission. What good is it if the salt stays in the cupboard? We are the salt of the earth. We need to be cleansing, preserving, and adding flavor as Christians in the world. And we need to stay salty. Because when the church loses its saltiness, it loses its influence and its mission in the world. And then, we are light of the world. Verses 14 and 16. Jesus' declaration, you are light of the world. So the first part of being an obvious Christian, you are the salt of the earth. The next part is, you are light of the world. Once again, notice that Jesus declares that it is something that you already are in the world. There's no other spiritual light in the world except for Christians. And if you are a Christian, then you are light in the world. And you are to shine for Jesus. Now, Jesus also said, I am light of the world, in John 8, chapter 12. And in chapter 4 of Matthew, compares Jesus' ministry to the dawn of a great light. It says, the people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light was dawned. Matthew 4:16. Jesus is the true light of the world. But as followers of Christ, we reflect that light. I heard an analogy that Jesus is like the sun and we are the moon. The moon has no light of its own, but it reflects the light of the sun. So in the same way, we reflect Jesus' light to others. Jesus said, "A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house." You can't hide a city on a hill, especially at night, when all the lights are on. When I've been on holidays and have been traveling long into the night, there's a sense of joy that comes over me when I see the glimmering light of the city that we're going to. It's like, oh, we finally have arrived. You don't put a lamp under a bowl. It truly defeats the purpose. We are light of the world, and there's no other. And this is a part of who we are as Christians. Not only is the world decaying, it's also in darkness. And Jesus uses this illustration of light because the world is in darkness. The world's in the darkness of sin, deception, ignorance, and rebellion. What do you use at night to find your way when you're out camping? Flashlight. The world is lost, and they need light to find their way. We read in Acts 26, verse 17 and 18, "I'm sending you to them to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan to God." It's the same way today. This world is in darkness, and it doesn't know the way to God. We do. Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and life. No one comes to the Father except through me," in John 14, 6. We know the way, and we need to share it with others. So we act as light in the world, and Jesus shares with us how we act as light. First, light shines. We stand out as followers of Jesus. We cannot help the world if we are not different from the world. Jesus has set us up on a hill for everyone to see. There should be something different about our character, about our behavior, our attitude, about our life. Do we go around being grumpy and mad and treating people poorly? Or do we have a joyous spirit and with a heart of thanksgiving? What is different about our life that makes you stand out as a follower of Jesus? This was a famous song back in my teenager years when I started going to church and learning about and hearing Christian music. The Newsboys, they had a song that said, "Shine, make them wonder what you got. Make them wish that they were not on the outside looking bored. Shine, let the shine before all men. Let them see good works, and then let them glorify the Lord." Light shines. Therefore, we are to stand out as followers of Jesus. And then finally, light reveals. How many times have you gone to a surprise birthday party, and what do you do when you're waiting for that person to arrive? You have all the lights turned out. And so when they arrive, what do? You turn on the light. The light reveals the surprise and the celebration. We are to show others how God wants us to live. We are to show others who God is. The light section here in Scripture ends with an encouragement about what happens when your light shines brightly. In verse 16, in the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. And what will happen when your light shines brightly? These two things. People will see your good deeds. The word translated good in this verse means attractive or pleasing, rather than good in a moral sense. Of course, our deeds should be moral as well, but the emphasis here is on reflecting the Christian life as being attractive and pleasing to others. When you let your light shine, people will see your good deeds. The testimony of your life should match the testimony of your lips. Now, please don't take this next statement in a boastful way. But I've often thought, what if the many Christian organizations and the church that help in so many ways around the world, caring and sharing and providing provision, they all of a sudden stopped. They shut the doors. They moved back to Canada. I've come to believe that the world is in need and a better place because Christians living out their faith as salt and light in the world makes a huge difference. Why do we let our light shine? First of all, so people will see our good deeds, and so people will praise your heavenly Father in heaven. I was told that good works don't make you a Christian, but they show that you are a Christian. When God's light shines through you, people will see him in you. When people recognize you as God's children, they will praise God as your Father. When you fulfill your calling as light in the world, you bring glory to God. Ultimately, you do good works, not that they might see you, but they might see him. You are the salt of the earth, and you are light of the world. Being salt and light of the world, that is our role in the world. But you only fulfill that role if your salt remains salty, and your light shines and not hidden. Are you a Christian that is an influence? That is what God has called us to do as we look at these verses. This world needs for us to be salty and be light. Let's pray. God, we thank you for these words and truly joyous words to show the kind of life, the opportunity that we have here in this world. That we just don't live day to day, but we have an exciting and a wonderful purpose to be salt and light to the world, to a world that is decaying and to a world that is in darkness. And may you just strengthen us. May you work through us, Father, to be salty and to be light, for people to truly see Jesus in us, so that, Lord, they would be drawn to you and that you would be honored and glorified. Father, in our weakness, give us strength. In our fear, Lord, give us faith and trust that you will do a good work in us, Father, as you have promised. We praise you and we give thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. I always look forward to seeing everyone, and also look forward to visiting and talking and sharing with you on how God's just working in your life. And so I would love to connect. I would love to talk more with you about Jesus and just about having a relationship with Him. So you can connect with me. And as well, you can also kind of find out all the details and what's happening with our church on our website. But most of all, as we go this week, let us be encouraged on how God will use us in people's lives this week. God bless you, and may you be salty, and may you be light. Blessings to you.